Mr. Incognito rarely remembered his dreams. His nighttime fantasies vanished at daybreak. That is, except for one dream image that clung to his memory with ragged claws and refused to fade. Even when he tried to erase the memory from his thoughts, the vision stayed with him. She stayed with him. Night after night, the teasing enigma returned in an ever-changing parade of dream images. First, she was a face separated from a teeming, faceless crowd surging toward him. He woke up before he could speak to her. Then her face was advertised on billboards, peppering an imagined cityscape in another nighttime fantasy, courtesy of REM sleep. Jet-lagged and weary from traveling, Mr. Incognito caught his first glimpse of her upon his arrival back from a brief trip. The woman was much younger, far too young for him, some might say. He did not care or even consider looking away when he saw a teasing preview of her face reflecting in the mirrors dominating the hotel lobby where he checked in 3 days before. Then, she was gone. Now, Mr. Incognito sensed she was everywhere. A passing presence more felt than seen. On the third night, her face appeared as a supporting character in a period piece. He craved insomnia to draw away the visions, the inability to communicate with this phantom woman, haunting his nights. On another evening, she took on the role of a fierce deity. Her features superimposed across a crimson sky. When he awoke, the spiderweb-thin fragment of the half-remembered dream mostly drifted away as quickly as it arrived. Everything except for the crystal-clear memory of her face, an angry goddess that demanded blood sacrifices from her faithful flock. The rush of blood flowed down the stone steps of an ancient temple, camouflaged by encroaching jungle and clouds of superstition. Then, Mr. Incognito awoke with a headache. The restrictions had begun to lift. No more mandatory 2-week quarantine was required in this city on the coast. It was a comforting sign to see city after city going to less troubling tiers. That is, if the pandemic was really receding with the rising numbers of vaccinations. Maybe the reoccurring dream figure was a symptom of anxiety, stirring up old ghosts that refused to go quietly into the night. What Mr. Incognito savored most was the smile, erasing all traces of doubt from his exhausted and troubled thoughts. The smile was everything. The afterglow of genuine warmth lit her face, radiating outward. An inner sun rose from her slightly parted lips. The smile's invisible heat warmed her burnt sienna cheekbones, finely cresting in the depths of her brown eyes, framed by black locks of braided hair. Sitting in his hotel room, stranded in a strange city, Mr. Incognito answered emails while jumping from one Zoom meeting after another. His battered, outdated laptop computer had seen better days, with its 15-inch screen throwing shadows onto the walls. The laptop computer sat on a desk near the window of his small suite. Throughout the day, his thoughts drifted away from the postage stamp-sized squares of talking heads on his laptop's screen. Once again, he recalled the smile, the precious gift exchanged by strangers, a living and breathing reminder of happiness. so rare in his frantic days of waiting for a flight home, clicking off check marks on a hectic, busy itinerary without end. By mid-morning, Mr. Incognito left his room and took the elevator to the lobby. He longed to see her face in the tide of masked faces rushing in and out of the building. He knew it was a fruitless endeavor. What hope did he have finding the phantom owner of the beguiling face amongst the anonymous travelers floating in and out of view? On each day since his arrival, Mr. Incognito made similar trips to the lobby, hoping to see her. Perhaps, if they crossed paths, he would act on the promise he made to himself. In the daydream, he visualized himself summoning the courage to introduce himself. He imagined an exchange of intimate personal questions. "What is your name?" his imaginary self would say, without a trace of self-consciousness or fear of appearing foolish. He did not know her name, but he knew every square inch of her exquisite face. That question would be followed by more questions, like, "Where do you come from?" And finally, "What do you do on your days off?" Of course, all of these carefully rehearsed lines of an imaginary dialogue or a ruse. The carefully orchestrated camouflage disguised one absurd and impossible question that he would never get to ask. "What are you doing with the rest of your life? And can I join you?" Mr. Incognito smiled to himself, sitting in his room. His face was bathed in the blue light of the laptop screen. Scrolling through unopened emails, he sighed, closed the laptop, and grabbed his jacket. Finally, he placed his surgical mask securely over his nose and mouth, then left his suite. The room's door closed quietly behind him. On the elevator ride to the ground floor lobby, he studied his own masked face in the reflections, staring back at him from the mirrored walls. The elevator door opened, and he was greeted by the conversations of other residents in the lobby. Everyone was careful to stay within the confines of their personal space. During the past year, everyone had learned the delicate art of keeping a respectful 6 feet of distance. Many of them took the stairs to avoid crowded elevators. They nodded their hellos and goodbyes, and many tried their best to act as if all of this was suddenly normal. Mr. Incognito walked to an empty chair near the entrance. Members of the building staff entered and exited through a revolving door leading to the sidewalk. Everyone ignored him as he sank deeper into the chair. Mr. Incognito settled into his usual spot and waited. It could have been another piece of furniture in the spacious lobby. Nearby, a cleaning woman wiped the doorknobs and surfaces with a wet rag soaked in disinfectant. Mr. Incognito nodded in her direction. The middle-aged woman nodded back. He imagined that she had a well-rehearsed smile beneath her cloth mask. Suddenly, the cleaning woman approached him. "Sir, are you okay?" she said. What a curious thing to ask a complete stranger, Mr. Incognito thought. "Nothing's wrong," he said, smiling, adjusting his glasses. "I'm waiting for a friend," was all he could think to say in the moment. It felt like he was lying on the spot to cover his tracks. He hoped that his answer was enough to satisfy her curiosity. "I couldn't help but notice," she said, "that you sit in the same chair every day." The inquisitive cleaning woman's remarks caught Mr. Incognito off guard. So he was not completely invisible. The cleaning staff had noticed Mr. Incognito on his daily watch in the lobby. Everything is fine, said Mr. Incognito, as he reached into his jacket's pocket and pulled out a small sketchbook. He opened the small book and pantomimed writing a note to himself. The cleaning woman nodded and returned to her task of wiping down the surfaces with more disinfectant. Periodically, she threw a friendly glance in Mr. Incognito's direction. More guests made their way through the revolving door. Still no sign of the mysterious figure who possessed the face that held sway over both his dreams and waking hours. Mr. Incognito stood up, stretched, and walked to the front window. He stared out past his own stoic reflection at the mostly empty street. Lost in thought, he was momentarily distracted by the play of morning light bouncing off the glass facade of the buildings across the street. He felt the urge to pull out his sketchbook and capture the brief burst of sunlight dancing across the glass windows. Removing his glasses, he wiped the lenses on his jacket sleeve. He adjusted them on the bridge of his nose, blinking in the glare. Then it happened. The woman strolled past him as she left the building and vanished out of view. In those compressed seconds, he saw her more completely than in any of his nighttime reveries. The black braids swinging with each footfall, a white blouse, black slacks, and a backpack slung over her left shoulder. He saw everything except what he wanted and craved to see. The woman's radiant smile was concealed by a surgical mask. Mr. Incognito tucked his small sketchbook into his jacket and he darted out of the front entrance. He looked both ways on the streets. Finally, he saw her retreating form parting the small crowd of masked figures walking on the sidewalk. With her back to him, her stride was carefree and confident. She was an earthbound satellite, spinning gracefully in its own orbit, warmed by the rays of an interior sun. The woman turned a corner and disappeared from view. She was swallowed up by the foot traffic of random passersby. As if in a trance, he moved in the same direction. A moth drawn to a fleeting flame burning brightly in the distance, a fire that could burn him all the same. In the rapture of his daydream, his face partially hidden by his mask, he felt like one of the hard-boiled detectives in the pulp mysteries that his grandfather read to him as a child. He was the legendary Sam Spade on the edge of cracking the case. He was Philip Marlowe, hot on the trail of an intriguing figure of mystery and danger. And he imagined the object of his desire as a femme fatale who suddenly stepped out of the black and white frames of a film noir. The only thing missing from his new persona was a weather-beaten fedora tucked tightly over his brow. His searching eyes hidden in the glare of the noontime sun above. He smiled at the memory of much-loved dog-eared paperback books in his grandfather's wrinkled hands and the way he carefully enunciated each word. This dangerous siren was now suddenly transformed into a flesh-and-blood human being in technicolor glory. The image beckoning from his mind's eye was not unlike Judy Garland in Dorothy's plaid dress, stepping out of the drab, monochromatic world of her Kansas home into the vibrant colors of Oz, courtesy of a Hollywood soundstage. But there was no Toto trailing at his heels, no ruby slippers either. His feet ached in the work shoes, pounding the pavement, one foot after the other, onwards. Mr. Incognito knew that his actions were crazy. How could he justify chasing after a nameless woman in the middle of a pandemic? His pursuit of a stranger would not be seen as harmless fun. Mr. Incognito would be branded with the scarlet S for stalker, following a stranger without a real plan or reason for his brash, unpredictable course of action. What did he hope to gain from this impromptu encounter if he was to catch up with her? Was his pursuit fueled by the curiosity and boredom of a lonely outsider in a strange city darkened under the shadow of an invisible contagion? Here, everyone was far from home. Mr. Incognito would figure out what to do when he spoke to his muse. That's what she was, all right. A muse leading him deeper into the rabbit hole. The labyrinth of buildings leaned inward, slowly cutting off the sunlight. Storm clouds gathered above. The young woman paused at the crosswalk. The "Do Not Walk" sign flashed in bright neon. He was short of breath, his heart beating against the sketchbook in his breast pocket. The sign turned green for "Walk," and the foot traffic moved forward. His muse crossed the street, moving briskly against the rising wind. He reached the corner only to miss the light. Mr. Incognito looked both ways. Passing cars barred his path. He watched the receding figure getting further and further away. Finally, the crosswalk turned green again. He crossed the street without losing sight of her. The light patter of raindrops darkened the cement pavement. He looked up to see gray clouds growing darker. Mr. Incognito picked up his pace. Weaving through foot traffic, he was careful to give plenty of space to the mostly masked passersby crossing his path. Half a block away, the woman entered a cafe on the corner of a busy intersection. Customers lingered in the doorway. The rain increased in volume and intensity. He entered the cafe and bumped into a couple standing in the doorway. The man took a step back and nodded with smiling eyes shared by strangers here and everywhere. Behind his fogged glasses, Mr. Incognito's eyes adjusted to the bright overhead fluorescent lights. He scanned the crowded space. Then he saw her. She was behind the counter. She put on a green apron and tied her braided hair back away from her masked face. The woman nodded and elbow bumped a thin, bespectacled woman at the cash register. The woman pinned a name tag to her white blouse. Mr. Incognito stood in the doorway. Behind him, the rain grew more intense as the sky darkened further. Thunder rumbled in the distance. He walked towards his muse. She looked up from wiping the glass counter and greeted him. Disappointment flashed across Mr. Incognito's face. Her homemade mask deprived him of her iridescent smile. For a moment, he was caught in the crosshairs of her gaze. The woman said, "Can I help you, sir?" He glanced at the handwritten menu scrawled on a blackboard mounted on the wall behind the front counter. "Black tea," said Mr. Incognito. His words were a hoarse whisper. He coughed and cleared his throat behind his mask. On autopilot, he retrieved his mostly empty wallet and paid for his drink with cash. He glanced at her name tag, Dorothy. The name made him smile. Thoughts of bright ruby red slippers and devastating tornadoes flashed through his mind. The woman handed his change back to him, and their hands touched briefly. "I'll bring it out to you," Dorothy said. The woman moved to the jars of tea lining the countertop. She prepared his tea in a large coffee mug. All of the tables were spaced to comply to social distancing protocols. He walked to an empty table and chair near a large window facing the rain-darkened street, removing his wet jacket and sat down. His clothes were soaked. He shivered feeling the chill of his wet clothing. The dampness spread across his chest and arms. He draped his jacket over the back of his chair and settled in. Another shiver was followed by sneezes, perhaps the seed of a winter cold creeping into his bones. The young barista who drew him into this small cafe brought his steeping tea in a large coffee mug. She set the mug down on the small table, then returned to her post behind the counter. Mr. Incognito touched the ceramic sides of the mug. The warmth spread across the palms of his calloused hands. He sipped his black tea, and the hot drink was good. He took another sip. He retrieved his pen and sketchbook from his jacket. He tested the pen's black ink on a napkin. Grabbing another napkin, he wiped the damp cover and opened the sketchbook to a blank page. The page was dry and unmarked. Mr. Incognito made a mark, and the ink flowed. He made a quick contour line to suggest the outline of a woman's face. He glanced at the barista, then back at his drawing in progress. The barista appeared distracted and self-absorbed in a text message on her cell phone. Her fingers scrolled across the flat screen. The cell phone threw a tiny fractured spotlight on her brown face. Mr. Incognito's pen moved in a quiet frenzy. He was immersed in the zone. His hand moved on autopilot, gliding over the open sketchbook. The flow carried him forward as the drawing grew more defined, ricocheting from cold to warm, dark flowing into light. The image poured out of his brain and ran down the nerves of his right arm to his fingers clutching the pen in motion. Mr. Incognito was careful not to overwork the image. He looked at the rendering of the youthful barista's face, framed by black hair. He realized that he had drawn the face from memory. The drawing emerged and finalized its shape from the half-remembered dream of his first night in quarantine. Within minutes, the drawing was finished. Mr. Incognito drank the last of his tea. He was tempted to order another cup, but it was getting late. The rain began to subside. Carefully, he tore the drawing out of his sketchbook. Running his hand over the acid-free sheet of paper, he scribbled a note under the image. He folded the paper with his impromptu drawing and tucked it under his empty mug. Mr. Incognito gathered his things. He slipped into his damp jacket, then he headed to the front door. At the entrance, he glanced once more at his Venus behind the cash register. He walked back the way he came, moving briskly out the door leading to the street. Mr. Incognito smiled at the thought of sleeping in his own bed with his question answered and the fitful nights of inexplicable dreams behind him. Finally, he could let go of the fantasy of Dorothy and see her as she really was. Like everyone, she was a flesh and blood human being with a past and a present hurtling into an unknown future. Dorothy went to clear his table. She noticed the folded paper and opened it. She almost dropped the tray of empty and half-filled coffee mugs balanced in her other arm. "That's me," Dorothy whispered to no one in particular. She looked around the cafe with its mostly regular customers. The man who ordered the black tea was long gone. Carefully, Dorothy folded the drawing and put the paper in her apron. Perhaps she could find a nice frame for the portrait at the thrift store that she visited on her days in the before times. Maybe they were reopened for business. She would find out sooner rather than later. Dorothy knew the perfect spot to place this most unexpected masterpiece where she could appreciate it. No one had ever created a portrait of her before. Why would anyone do such a beautiful thing, then vanish into thin air? Mr. Incognito's note was only two words, not a cell phone number or email address, nor did he leave his name, identifying himself as the artist behind the simple line drawing that Dorothy would cherish from this point onwards. The words were simple, clear, and true. Thank you.